Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Every single reason you have in your head that is keeping you back from the things that you want in this life. If you have a vision, if you have a dream, if you have a goal, then be relentless about that. Be indescribably relentless about that.
You are the general that is in charge of your life, in charge of the war of your life, the battle that's going on in your life to be stronger and smarter and faster and better. So that means as the general, you're the one who decides what you do and how you're going to do it. You make the plan and you give the orders to the troops. But you got to remember this, you are also the troops. In your life, you have to both plan and you have to execute.
At some point, you have to stop blaming the world and start looking in the mirror. Growth begins the minute you start taking responsibility, not for what has happened to you, but from what you do after. Believe me, it's very easy to point fingers, but it's much harder to ask, what can I learn from this? That is exactly where maturity starts.
If you want to go from where you are to where you want to be, you're going to have to do something that makes you more different, more weird, more easy to be mocked. And there is this temptation to go back to your old ways of thinking. Go back to the road that you already know how it's going to end. You're just swimming in uncertainty, and fear and a lack of belief that it's even going to happen. You don't even have the promise of glory. The fucking Rocky montage was 3.5 minutes. For me, it's been 5 years. Where's the championship ring? You know what I mean? I haven't won the fight. Where's Apollo Creed? None of this stuff's happened. I don't even know if this is going to be worth. Like, you know, you're doing all of this stuff, trying, scrabbling like a guy in a fucking well, trying to find a handhold. It's a part of moving from a place that you do not want to be to one that you do. If most people don't change, you are going to be an outlier if you're somebody who does change.
I'm tired, Alfred.
I ran a quarter mile and walked home. I walked home and sat on my couch and cried.
You need to love pain. Love it. You need to love it. If not, stay where you are.
The biggest mistake a person can do right now, no matter in which situation you are, is to give up.
What I've learned is to always keep going.
Everybody has a turn back moment.
You only lose when you give up.
You don't start things and not finish them.
I should put the past behind me.
Let me be very clear.
I'll never give up.
It's much harder. It takes much longer than what people expect.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
If your definition of success is win or lose, giving everything you've got and growing or learning along the way, then you're setting yourself up for success. I really think the biggest cheat code in life is just going after it and not being concerned of whether or not you fail at one specific task. Instead, understanding the big picture, what your long-term goal is, and knowing if you keep driving forward and never f***ing quit, in the end, you will succeed.
It's easy to give up. It's the easiest thing in the world to do. I'm done. It's very easy. But what's hard is going, yo, yesterday I got nothing from working as hard as I could. Nothing happened from that. I'm going to do the same thing again today, but I'm going to try to go harder.
I will win. I will win. I will win. When that negative voice pops into your head and tells you that you don't have it in you, that you should give up and go back to your old ways, that you don't have any chance at succeeding, you must tell yourself that you will win, as conviction is one of the greatest powers that you possess.
But if you want to see if you're a brave person, what they call the 4 o'clock in the morning courage, wait when things go completely to pieces, when things are the worst, when your very best deal falls apart and your rent is late and you're tired and you're sick and everybody is mad at you and your car doesn't work, then it's the person that picks themselves up and says, nothing is going to stop me.
Life is a storm, my young friend. You will bask in the sunlight one moment, be shattered on the rocks the next. What makes you a man is what you do when that storm comes.
There have been times, particularly early in my career, where you just feel like this is the end. But what I've come to find out is that, you know, no matter what happens, the storm eventually ends. And when the storm does end, you want to make sure that you're ready. And so I've really learned to put one foot in front of the other, good, bad, or indifferent, because eventually that storm passes.
You're going to lose sleep. You'll doubt whether it'll work. You'll stress to make ends meet. You won't finish your to-do list. You'll wonder whether you made the right call and have no way to know. For years. This is what hard feels like, and that's okay. Everything worth doing is hard, and the more worth doing it is, the harder it is. The greater the payoff, the greater the hardship. If it's hard, good. It means no one else will do it. More for you.
Your failure, and then your getting back up. The man who never fell has no glory. The man who fell and got back up, that's where his glory is. The man who fell 20 times and got up 21 times, that man has even greater glory.
You have a moment where you can go forward or you can give up. Thing you have to keep in mind before you give up is that if you give up, the guarantee is it will never happen.
When you're afraid of something, you have to master it. That's how you start to overcome it. So what I realized, when I get to that point where I want to quit, everybody, they get to the point where they want to quit. This is what happens. The mind tells you, let's go home. This is not right. This is that. If you cannot answer the questions at that moment, because your mind's going to start giving you all these questions. And if you can't answer them, you're going to quit.
It's all about heart and spirit. And we can all have that. That's not a God-given talent. That's a muscle that builds with walking through the door of failure time and time again and keep getting back up. You know, so I like that.
For that reason, a lot of people quit before it actually starts to happen for them. And the problem with that is that when those people buy into that and then they go out there and they get their face kicked in, they blame themselves. They say, well, I must have been doing it wrong, or I don't have what it takes. And that's just not true. You're just not understanding the game. The difference between what it actually takes and what you think it takes for most people is almost polar opposites. So you have to reframe your expectations into how hard it's going to be and how long it's going to take. And you have to focus on building yourself into someone who can accomplish that mission.
You don't quit. There's nothing that comes out of quitting besides knowing that you didn't finish. We finish everything. You start it, finish it. If you're going to do it to try and be the best. Not be better than other people, be the best for you.
I kept saying this to myself on repeat. There is no way, Mel, if you've worked this hard, that you will not be rewarded. You have to believe that this moment is preparing you for something amazing that hasn't happened yet. Keep going. You have to believe that this moment is preparing you for something amazing that hasn't happened yet. Keep going.
I'm clear on what this path is supposed to look like. And these rocks and these dragons are things that I'm going to have to slay along the way to get the princess or get the treasure. I get happier about the harder it is because I know that no one else will follow.
The great expression of courage is to persist in the face of adversity, but to persist when things really get rough, to be able to pick yourself up and pick yourself up over and over again. And believe me, if you decide to go for the goal in your life, you're going to get knocked down over and over and over and over again. Every single week, you're going to have heartaches and disappointments and frustrations and setbacks and obstacles. But without those obstacles, no success is possible. You see, the only way we can be successful is if we develop momentum. And we cannot develop the momentum unless we are struggling with obstacles. And struggle with adversity goes hand in hand with all great success.
If there's someone right now feeling lost, there is the chance in this lifetime to still bring out the very best version of that person. Yeah, there is the possibility. You might not reach the best version of yourself in this lifetime, but the better one than you are right now. The main point is to find something that you are not standing still where you are right now.
That's the guarantee of quitting, that it will never happen, no way under the sun. The only way the possibility remains that it can happen is if you never give up, no matter what.
What's your life going to look like if you don't do it? What's your life going to look like if you don't go out and build what you want to build? That you have this little vision in your heart and in your mind of what your life should be like. And what are you going to feel like if you don't go do that? What are you going to feel like in a year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, when you die? What are you going to be saying? Because I can promise you, bro, that dream ain't going away. That dream was placed in your heart and in your mind. It is your purpose.
So how do I do it? How do I turn my dreams into reality? What's the first thing anyone does before they start their day? And you wake up.
I would say never give up. And that widens out to whatever lens you want to put it in. I think as long as we are breathing, we have a chance, we are all eventually going to get to the finish line. I don't know, if you just attack every day with persistence and effort and, you know, follow your excitement and enthusiasm and never give up, especially through those hard times, because I'm not going to act like it's all roses and candy canes. There'll be a bunch of hard times. Just do your best, try to do the best you can, and never give up.
What is the meaning of life? One time in my life, I felt that. What was my purpose?
Life is really a single-player game. It's all going on in your head. You know, whatever you think you believe,
will very much shape your reality.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
The one companion that's always going to be with you is yourself.
The purpose is always there. The purpose never leaves us because the very purpose is you.
People don't understand it's you against you. The only person that gets in your way is you.
In my opinion, every single person on this planet has a reason that they are here.
Understand that each and every one of us is limitless. And understand that each and every one of us can accomplish absolutely everything. It's just that we're not willing to put ourselves through the stress.
I want you to think about the fact that some people never get the chance to be passionate about something that scares them.
Your biggest threat is not your competition. It's a mediocre version of you that never realized what you could become.
Right now, every single one of you out there have exactly what you deserve.
But how can you sleep better at night when you know that you've cheated the process?
People have a hard time understanding that you have to have faith in the actual process.
The problem is you, and you don't want to fix it.
You have something called Valmish Redemption. It does not matter how many times you fail. It does not matter how defeated you feel, how incapable you feel, how many times you fall short. It's irrelevant. Because every time you have the decision to pick yourself up and try again.
Some people never get to feel nervous about doing something meaningful with their life and making an impact. The resistance you feel is an absolute privilege, and it would be an insult to your potential to let that resistance win. I wish you could see life for how precious it really is, because I don't need to be 100 years old and at the end of my life to tell you that a life driven by purpose is the only way a life is well spent.
Because you can choose whether you want the pain of growth or the pain of staying the same. And the pain of staying the same is when days, months, years have gone by and you realize that you are in the exact same place that you've always been. It's the movie Groundhog Day, essentially. You have put no effort into yourself, and all you have to show for your life is your excuses. That's who you are. Your excuses. You are all the potential that you wasted.
You are always the purpose. There may be another purpose, like being a SEAL or going to college or whatever, but the main purpose in life is you. So if you wake up in the morning and you don't want to do something, you don't care enough about yourself. And that's what you need to really research is, man, why am I not doing this for myself? Because that is the number one purpose in life, is to better oneself.
You don't have to feel good about it. You just have to keep going. The feeling will pass, but you will remain. You are greater than your feelings.
You weren't built for normal. You weren't wired to clock in and zone out. Normal is an excuse, a comfort zone dressed as a plan. You say you want change, but you move like someone who's fine with staying exactly where they are. You want a life that hits different? Then you better start doing what most people won't, because the world doesn't remember the ones who fit in. It remembers the ones who set themselves on fire to light the way.
you will of your soul is boundless. It is limitless. It is greater than any evil that tries to tear you down, that tries to stray you away from your path, to manipulate, to deceive you into thinking that you are not capable. But it is just lies. It is you who decide your fate, nothing else.
Well, I want to tell you, till you find the center of your being, you will continue to walk and live, going through the motions.
All fools have this one thing in common. All losers have this one thing in common. What is it? Seneca says it's that they're always getting ready to start. He says they're always delaying to live. There's actually a theme throughout the writings of the Stoics. You could be good today, Marcus Aurelius writes in Meditations. He says, but you choose tomorrow.
We're not willing to push ourselves that extra 2% because we'd rather lose all of our potential as a human being than be uncomfortable for a few hours a day. It's your choice. You can choose to reach your potential or you can choose to be comfortable. And either is a fine decision. But we really do need to get more comfortable with stressing ourselves out, with putting ourselves through tough things, with doing things that seem difficult, because they're not going to drain you. They're not going to make you tired. They're not going to make you stressed even. They're going to wake you up.
I can't find my why. I can't find my purpose. I can't find motivation. Can't find a gym. He went on and on. So I said, hey, okay, relax. Just relax. I need you to go find some shoes. If you got some shoes, you can go walk. You can go run. As far as the gym you can't find, do you have a floor where you live? Do some fucking push-ups. Do some sit-ups. We're waiting to find purpose, we're waiting to find why. We're waiting to find all this before we start. The thing about it is this, start now. So when you find your purpose, you find your why, you can get after it.
In 5 years, how old will you be? Write that down. Now think of that future you. What will that future version of yourself wish you had stopped doing or started doing right now? And go do that then.
So next time you are alone with these voices that tell you that you are incapable, that you will not succeed, that you are not enough, remember your strength. Remember who makes the decision. It is you, and it has always been you. It will always be you. So you see, my friend, we win in the end, so long as we do not give up on ourselves.
Every single person on this planet has a gift, and if you aren't going to pursue that gift of yours, and you aren't going to follow through with your dream and actually work towards that dream of yours, then what is the point? What is the point of going any further if you aren't going to chase after that dream of yours? Because I'm telling you, chasing after that dream is going to bring you the most meaning in your life. It is your purpose. And if you follow that purpose, you follow it to the very end, no matter where it takes you, no matter what happens, you are going to live a wonderful life and you are going to be happy by the end of your life because you chased after something that was meaningful.
You would rather find purpose than a job or a career. Purpose crosses disciplines. Purpose is an essential element of you. It is the reason you are on the planet at this particular time in history. Your very existence is wrapped up in the things you are here to fulfill. Whatever you choose for a career path, remember the struggles along the way are only meant to shape you for your purpose.
We have gotten so externalized that we have stopped going internal to see what it is that self is looking for.
It's like something that's planted at your birth. It's what makes you different from everybody else. It's even what makes you different from your parents. It's like a seed at your birth. If you cultivate that seed, if you cultivate your uniqueness, it gives you a purpose in life. It's your energy, it's your character, it's your weirdness, it's your sense of humor. It's what draws you to certain things, what you hate about certain things. It's you. If you listen to that, it's like a voice inside of your head. Instead of listening to all the other bullshit that's around you, what your parents are saying, what your teachers are saying, what your friends are saying, if you listen to that voice clearly, it directs you, it gives you a purpose.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You know, what's the most important key to success? I think it's hunger.
You know what's the number one way you measure somebody that's hungry? Very simple. Their sense of urgency.
I don't believe in talent. Well, some people, they have talent. That is good. It helps when you have talent. As long as you have a lot of determination and willpower, that's all you need. You have to have the will to win.
This is it. There will never be a more perfect time than now.
Rise, young warrior. You will not get up. Your journey is not over.
And it's one thing to be hungry. It's another thing when you're starving for greatness and starving for success.
If you want to be really great at something, you kind of have to be out of your f***ing mind, but you also have to have an iron will.
Because pain, you're going to have all the time, uncertainty, and constant work, constant work, constant work.
Life is hard. Everything worth doing is hard. There is no easy path.
It is your journey, young warrior. Only you decide when it ends.
The world is yours.
There's something that you want and you're hungry for it. You've got to do whatever is necessary until. And when you give the best you can and that's not enough, you must do what is required.
I didn't teach myself victory first.
I taught myself failure.
If you want to go from where you are to where you want to be, you're going to have to do something that makes you more different, more weird, more easy to be mocked. And there is this temptation to go back to your old ways of thinking. Go back to the road that you already know how it's going to end. And I get the sense that this is not a bug. It is a feature. It's a part of moving from a place that you do not want to be to one that you do. And for the most part, you actually need to live through this lonely chapter. And this is most people, I think, most people's experience, because if most people don't change, you are going to be an outlier if you're somebody who does change.
So you want to be normal. So you just want to be like everybody else that roams the world, not knowing the power that's in them, being fine with being mediocre. You want to go back to who you were, huh, David?
There are only two mistakes along this way. You are not starting this one, or you are not bringing this one to the end.
Well, everybody knows you got to pay a price for winning, but most people aren't willing to pay it. They may pay it once, but literally you got to pay it every single day. And the crazy part about that is the price changes daily. Just like the stock market goes up and down, the price of winning changes on a daily, daily basis. And you got to be willing to pay that price, whatever it is on that day.
I call it the Rocky cutscene, and almost every successful person that I have ever encountered has gone through not a month or a year, but many years of doing work without reward
where they have to do things that other people find boring, and they have to sacrifice things that everyone finds interesting that most people want to do during that entire season of their life. And they basically sacrifice a season of other things that they would prefer to do stuff that they would not prefer to do because of the one thing they want most. And that's the Rocky cutscene. And instead of lasting 5 minutes, it just usually lasts 5 or 10 years.
One day to change your life forever. I know that you have a grand vision. I know you want better for yourself. I know that you are fed up with being stuck in the same place. You seem to be stuck in this endless, dreadful cycle of stagnation. Well, this is your chance to get out. And once and for all, show yourself that you are capable, to remind yourself of the power you possess. And I promise you, if you do, you will never look back, because this time is different.
And don't give up on yourself. Don't throw the towel in so quickly. Many people give up on the 1 yard line. Oh, no, no, no. See, life is not just that simple. It's not that cut and dry. And that's why most people never realize their personal greatness, because they're casual about life. And when you are casual about life, you will end up a casualty.
It's hard. It's frustrating. There's things that are going to happen. You're going to get punched in the face. You're going to get sick. You're going to have breakups. You're going to have people let you down. You're going to have people steal from you. You're going to have friends let you down. You're going to make mistakes, and everybody's going to see it and laugh at you. All of these things are going to happen. You have to build yourself into someone who can continue to execute regardless of what's happening around you. And if you can do that, it doesn't matter what's happening around you. It doesn't matter if they're laughing. It doesn't matter if they're making fun. It doesn't matter if the weather's bad. It doesn't matter if the economy's bad. It doesn't matter if your parents don't approve, or your wife or your girlfriend or your husband. It doesn't matter if you keep executing, because eventually you will find yourself in the place you set out to be.
Get serious. Life is serious. We call it life or death. You can't just give in. You got to push back. Serious. Life is serious. The future is serious. One ancient novelist said, "These are the best of times and these are the worst of times. The best of times and the worst of times." That's called serious matter. It's serious whether you win or lose. It's serious whether you succeed or fail. It's serious whether you've got a good future carved out for yourself or you do not have. These are serious matters. Matters of the heart are serious. Matters of income are serious. Matters of supporting your family, serious.
And when you have goals that are maybe outside your reach, you have to know that getting to that goal, you're gonna have a lot of bad days. So I was just failing. I kept failing and kept failing and kept failing. So I had to teach myself how to fail right. And what that means is, when I fail, I can't spend much time in that fail zone. I have to be able to get up and get after the next day just as fast. So the big thing is, know that if you have big goals and big dreams, along the way, failure is going to happen. So how fast do you get up from that?
Everything changed for me when I realized that we're not meant to feel excited and perfect all the time. I started accepting that where I am right now is where I'm genuinely meant to be. Tough days are all a part of the process. Lean into them. Bad days are also part of a very good and meaningful life. So on my toughest days, I think about getting through one more day, one more workout, one more rep.
He says, press on. Nothing can take the place of persistence. Talent will not. The world is full of unsuccessful people with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education alone will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. Persistence and determination alone are omnipotent.
The world might say you are not allowed to yet. I waited a long time out in the world before I gave myself permission to fail. Don't even bother asking. Don't bother telling the world you are ready. Show it. Do it.
When you began your journey, you were determined. Nothing could stop you. And now that you are so close, are you willing to give up so easily?
I think the most expensive thing you could do is lose hope.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
So grinding and working hard and hustling is not what you optimize for. It's pain. Why would you optimize for pain?
They want to see what real people do when real crap happens, when you're threatened, when you're at risk. How good could you be? And sometimes I think people, I feel it, that they want to be touched by it. They want to be touched by it, that maybe it'll be absorbed by them. Maybe some of it'll go into their veins, that they could be better, that they could watch these noble warriors, and when they do it right, that's what they are. They could watch them and say, maybe I could be better. Maybe my choices could be better, stronger. Maybe I can make better decisions the next time instead of making a weak decision and screwing somebody.
I love to say people with excuses are afraid to work hard. I love to say that. An excuse gives you a reason to stop working hard. And what we know about anyone ever worth writing an article about is that they worked until they dropped to the point of alienating people around them. And if you are a user of excuses, you'll never work that hard.
Your habits are the way that you embody an identity, right? So like each time you make your bed, you embody the identity of someone who is clean and organized. Each time you go to the gym, you embody the identity of someone who's fit. Each time you sit down to write, you embody the identity of a writer. So you can sort of think of it as like each behavior casts a vote for the type of person that you want to become.
Your goal in business and in life on the important things is to make 3 mistakes per million transactions. And the only way you do that is by being a perfectionist in terms of double check.
The truth is very concise. The words are very few. But people don't want to hear the truth because the truth hurts, okay? But you grow from pain. You really do. You can't know how to deal with success. You can't know how to deal with failures. You can't know how to deal with the bumps in the road that if you haven't had a taste of everything.
You know, people think, oh, you're just facing a guy with a left hand. No, you're not. You're facing yourself. That's the magic. That's what people want to say, oh, this guy's facing, can I face myself someday? You're facing your inhibition, your insecurities, all the stuff that's been laid on you through the years that you're trying to get rid of, or you hope you could get rid of.
We create barriers, and I firmly believe half or more of those constraints that stop us from taking big risks, we take on, knowing there are going to be reasons later we can say, no, that would be a bad risk. I don't want to take that risk, whatever that new career twist might be, instead of embracing it and laughing and learning when you fall down occasionally. We're back to learning from failure, because young people need to know that falling on your face is 100% predictable, and for the smart people, it's what they learn from that later makes them fall far less frequently than everyone else.
If I think someone thinks I'm not confident, then I don't feel confident. That people are so far removed from their own understanding of themselves that they were either lost living a life they didn't want to, lost living up to someone else's expectations, or lost becoming someone to impress someone else. And so people were so, their real identity is almost buried under 6 feet of multiple identities they've created.
There's not other people that aren't holding you back. Your boss isn't holding you back. Your parents aren't holding you back. Those are excuses. To me, there's no such thing as luck, okay? All luck is preparation meeting opportunity, plain and simple.
Gandhi said that you find yourself when you lose yourself in the service of others.
So if you're watching this and you feel lost, it's better to just sit down and be like, I'm lost. Because the day you admit you're lost is the day you allow yourself to be found by people who can give you a tip.
The wisdom, and right now, man, the wisdom of your body says, allow the process to happen and get familiar and disciplined and committed with your rituals.
There's a lot of people that are just a something. There's very few people that are the something.
We bring to our experience our own stereotypes and expectations, and we color the world with our own interpretation. And so it's this notion that our experience of the world is kind of a dance, or kind of like a collaboration between what's coming in and what we're bringing to the table. And so what that tells us is, no, we don't have a direct experience of reality. We don't have an empirical experience of reality. We don't see the world as it is. We see the world as we are.
Energy is always flowing out of us to people and things around us. And one of the ways to get to enlightenment is to first stop the loss of energy. Then you harness that energy from going out of you, you withdraw it into you, you concentrate, and you channel that energy up your spine, into your head, to awaken higher states of consciousness. But in order to do that, you need to conserve as much energy as possible. The more people you have in your life, the more things you have in your life, the more energy you expend.
That which you do not hate, you will eventually tolerate. Average becomes sort of like this slow asphyxiation. It's almost like an anesthetic. And that over time, we become kind of immune and dulled to the average that we're becoming. You know, you don't magnify the degree to which the pain ought to be affecting you. And so really what he means in that is, listen, you're going to get out of your life what you'll accept. That's really difficult for people, I think, to understand is, look, what you think you're worth and what you're going to tolerate is absolutely what you're going to bring into your life.
Dominant culture that is designed to destroy your sense of self and your belief in yourself, and you have to learn ways in which you can begin to connect with this power that you have within yourself to handle where you are. The key is to be constantly in a perpetual process of discovering the truth of who you are and fighting constantly to look for ways in which you can escape the inner conversation.
There's a lot of obstacles that we're going to face in our life, whether it's on a football field, a basketball court, or just in life in general. And if you're not really willing to fight and give it everything you have, as long as you're alive, then what are you really doing it for?
Because if you're not feeling well, what do? You go online, right? You look at people standing at the bus stop.
for 10 minutes waiting for the bus. They get uncomfortable with being with themselves, so they pull out the phone and they start engaging with something. Because to actually be with you is probably one of the most challenging things you can face in life. And the whole purpose of the monastery is to strip everything and everyone away from a person, and they're only left with themselves.
When I thought I was going to die, I saw scenes of my life when I was surrounded by the people that I loved. And my instant feeling was, I'm going to miss them. And they're going to miss me. That realization is like, oh my God, at the end, all you're going to wonder is about your family and your friends and people you loved, and all they're going to miss you because you're going to see scenes of your life surrounded by people you love at the very end. And I'm like, so live your life so it's this epic, beautiful movie. Insight is when you are listening. Insight is when you go through introspection. Insight is when you meditate. Insight is when you learn to listen to your heart or intuition. And insight is what you call a Satori moment. It's growth through awakening.
Like, I let myself sort of feel the pain and the difficulty of being not where I want to be, and whatever that area is, whether it's my spirituality, my relationships, my money. I let myself feel that pain because, as you know, there's two motivators, right? There's the gaining of pleasure, right? Wanting to go get something, chasing the dream. But then there's the avoidance of pain. And for a lot of champions, that's a pretty big driving force for them. And so, at least for me, I leverage both of those things on me to get myself to take action.
Dare to be willing to question everything you thought you knew. Dare to dissolve your own dogmas. Dare to be challenged. Dare to see the world differently today than you saw it yesterday.
Motivation's crap. Motivation comes and goes. When you're driven, whatever's in front of you will get destroyed.
What you really want wants you to. Because what you really want versus what you think you want, what you really want comes from the soul. And what you really want, because your soul is part of this larger universe, it wants you to. And so, don't tune in to the rules of the world that tell you who to be, or what to want, or what to do. Instead, be who you really are. Listen to that soul, and know that what the soul wants, the universe wants you to have.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social.
Turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save big money at
And this is when the magic happens.
And we don't have priorities in life. Most people don't have clear priorities in life. Simplifying first the people and things into your life, into who and what's most important. Taking that finite energy that you have each day and focusing. Second step is learning how to focus and concentrate that finite amount of energy into the people and things that truly matter.
I think for me, optimism, though, is definitely an antidote, right? It's my way of raging against the darkness, you know, living in a space of possibility, living in a space of pronoia as an antidote to paranoia, right? Pronoia is I connect the dots and I think that everything could go better than it's been going before, that things might get better, that we can't overcome, that we shall overcome. So it is a choice you make.
Because a lot of people look at their scars as a bad thing. A lot of people try to hide the pain that they're in, but I believe that your scars really show that you overcame whatever tried to break you.
The more we can begin to reward ourselves with bliss, we're not going to lose our dissatisfaction. We're not going to lose that. And so for me, our brains, this dopamine hit you get when you do something successful, if you constantly cheat yourself out of that hit, right, biomechanically in your body, less and less in the future will you want to achieve the next level, the next dream, the next step. And that's why so many people stall out in life. They got to a certain point and they cheated themselves out of the bliss, out of the celebration. It's important that we celebrate our wins. We celebrate our lives because it causes us to want the next bite. It keeps us hungrier, not the reverse.
We have the ability to go in such a space if you're willing to suffer. And I mean suffer. Your brain and your body, once connected together, can do anything.
I always say you should never pursue happiness. Don't pursue happiness. Pursue a lifestyle where the byproduct of that lifestyle is happiness.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win, like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.